You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Ultimately, I did what I know is best for us. Time and space to figure it out, what we were about. It's interesting you think that he'll be just what you need. Watch my eyeballs out every time it pops on my feed. Finding out like this is just insincere. Let me be clear, was the line around the block before the night you appeared? Did a number on you, you've done a number on me. So we're equal, we'll see you around, and for now, peace.
This is Leaping Tiger with Gooey. Hello, Leaping Tiger. Hey, Jacob, how are you?
I'm good, Rachel. How are you?
Good. It's very nice to have you in the studio this morning. And it's great to be talking about not only we're going to have a bit of a chat about the music video you made for Gooey, but also a brand new single, New Psyche, which just came out on Friday. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling very good. Yeah, very, very good. I've got that new psyche. yeah. Feel great.
I love, last time we talked about Gooey, you were saying it was like stepping outside your comfort zone because you were putting yourself and your vocals in the song, which is not something you've really done before.
Yeah.
And I was stoked to see that New Psyche also does that. So you must be feeling maybe a bit more confident about that space now, or what was it like making this new track?
Totally. Yeah. I think like Gooey was just the first step into vocal world, and I was terrified that first time, and then after seeing, like, everyone was so kind about it, and, you know, just they really liked it, so they gave me a lot of confidence to just keep going. So
yeah,
this is kind of the next logical step of me singing.
That's so cool. And I saw you played at the Turning Fork the other week, which looked
yes.
very fun return to gigs.
It was awesome. It
and,
was amazing.
Jumped on the mic as well there. How was that performing live? Was it the first time you've done that, or not quite the first time, but
there was like I think like a couple of like lockdown like sit down shows where
yep.
I did it, and those are really great like sort of testing grounds because
yeah,
it was
yeah.
a very forgiving sort of audience, like we're all like, this is weird anyway.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
that was cool. But then I guess that was the first one where people were fully like, you know, squished together in a mosh pit and like actually experience it. And yeah, no, it was super, super cool, super fun.
It looked like a very good energy in that room, because I mean, we've all been missing that particular thing. And your music is especially, I think, geared for people being, you know, uninhibited in a space.
Totally.
Which is still hard to do because we're all still trying to be conscious and look after ourselves and each other in those spaces. But it really did look like everyone had a nice time. How did it feel to be back on a stage?
It was amazing. Like, pretty much like how it looked like, that's how it was. Like, the vibe was immaculate. Like, I think everyone was just so happy to be there.
Yep.
Like, it was one of the loveliest crowds that I've been in a long time. Well, just one of the only crowds I've been in a long time. But just everyone was just so happy to be there. And I think that's like the fullest I've seen the Tuning Fork in like 2 years or something.
That's
so it was
cool.
It was really cool.
That is really cool. So foraying and like stepping into, you know, singing or like rapping over tracks is new territory, but also that comes with lyric writing as well as a new sort of thing for you. How do you find that part of the process?
That, I never used to get it before. Like, I always thought I was just super trash at it, even though I'd never really tried.
So
I just thought I'd kind of leave that up to, you know, vocalists that I'd work with or whatever. And now that I've sort of stepped into it, I'm kind of finding my own style and realizing these things. Once I actually have something to talk about, then it's possible and you can make it good. But I just thought like I could never do it. But it's just because I didn't really have anything to say. So now I do. It's like, oh, now I kind of understand that part of making music as well.
Totally.
Which is cool.
It's such a mystified process, I think, because there's so much discussion in the, like, you know, canon of music history about the artist going off and like pulling these genius ideas out of nowhere. And it's all kind of bullshit. You know, like, there's maybe a couple of people who can do that, but most people have to graft. They have to find something they want to talk about and they have to sit down and do it. And also, some people can write incredible songs from kind of a joke or a one-liner or something. So there isn't necessarily a magic way to do it.
Totally.
What was it for you that unlocked this kind of, I guess, move into more vocal heavy tracks and also putting yourself front and center? When did you sort of decide, okay, this is something I want to have a crack at?
I think like I always low-key wanted to do it, like since I ever started making music. Like, I've always wanted to be like the guy on the mic. Like, that just, I think I'm inherently like a performer, I guess, and an artist like that. But I guess what made it happen was just getting my heart kicked in the ass and like just actually having something to say. So like that was like the tipping point, but I always like low key wanted to do it.
Yeah.
That's what actually got me to get there.
There's many good albums out of heartbreak. It's true.
Truly. I fully get it now. Like, it's like, it's songwriting fuel. It's amazing.
It's that old thing about cliches are, you know, cliches for a reason.
Exactly.
It's because that is the real feeling. And everyone's like, yeah, actually, you know what? It does feel like that.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah. Love songs rock.
Yeah. Love songs rock. And so do breakup songs too.
Yes.
And there's a, I'm getting a vibe. There's a bit of anger maybe you're working through in some of these tracks here.
Oh yeah. Totally.
It must be quite cathartic then to put that into a song and then be able to kind of exercise those feelings on a stage and with a crowd. How does that feel for you as an artist?
That's great. It's really, really good to kind of like get all that stuff out and like just a healthy, constructive way that also benefits other people. Like,
totally.
They're having a good time listening to it and probably getting that out when they're hearing it too. And so, like, yeah, it feels very healthy to do this. Yeah, it's like a
music
weird
therapy.
Yeah, totally. It's just like, it's fully just like another form of therapy, which is it's awesome.
We were just chatting off mic before about how you put New Psyche out on the same day as Kendrick's new album.
Yes.
And that you've been listening to that one nonstop. What have you been sort of, I guess, taking inspiration from recently?
Recently, it's been, I mean, yeah, just this past week in the Kendrick project, which is amazing. And then a lot of the new singles that Flume has been putting out have been immaculate. They've been like really, really amazing in terms of just songwriting and everything like that. That's given me a lot of juice.
That Carolyn Polachek one is chef's kiss.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's so, so good. Yeah, I think all those tracks. And then I've actually been going back, like, it's such a classic, but just going back to Frank Ocean.
Totally.
Heaps. Just all those singles that he put out in that 1 year, I think it was 2020 or something, he put out those 4 singles. I've just been listening to those on like repeat. Like, Provider for some reason has just been in my brain, even though it came out like 2 years ago. Yeah, yeah. It's just been stuck in my head for like the past 4 months. But
it's kind of amazing. Artists like Frank Ocean and Kendrick as well, they sort of just move in their own time, you know? They do what they want to do when they want to do it. They have enormous followings,
yes,
like crazy followings, and they seem to be very good at not letting that dictate how they release music.
Yeah.
Which is hard in the kind of like music economy we have at the moment to maybe make those decisions.
Totally.
How do you feel about, I mean, I know you're working on some slightly longer projects perhaps,
yes,
which is exciting. How are you feeling about, I guess, putting music out at the moment? Because it is a weird time for doing that.
It is. It is a weird time. I think like I model myself completely off of those guys. Those are the artists that I respect the most and that I feel like have the most legs in terms of like, I guess what I would call artistry and stuff like that in music. And yeah, I just make stuff whenever I'm ready and when I do it. And then it just happened to be like kind of prolific, I guess, at this point in my life. But
yeah,
that's sort of how I see it, is like I'll go about it sort of in that way. Like if the inspiration hits and if I've actually got something to say and something to make, then I'll do that.
Yes.
And yeah, that's sort of how I've been doing it.
I wondered about the GUI music video, because GUI obviously came out about a year ago now, or not quite, but
yeah. It was like September of last year.
So a wee while ago now.
Ages. It's
an amazing song, and you've just released the video for it, which you created with Ezra, who's been making some brilliant videos around the whole country actually recently.
Yes, and Oscar Keys.
And Oscar Keys as well. And it's gorgeous. It's lush. It's 16mm film.
Mm-hmm.
It's very cinematic.
Yes.
What was the world you were trying to investigate for this video?
Just my world. Mm. Just my reality. Just being, you know, just a black guy in New Zealand. Not many of us here, especially in the sort of alternative, you know, independent music scene. And just like how I like to move in New Zealand, like not like kind of stereotyping it or putting out these images that people would sort of expect, like just being very truthful to who me and my friends are.
Totally.
Yeah.
I think that comes through very strongly, and it's a very joyful video.
Yeah.
Considering also the song itself, which is kind of, it's a playful, cheeky song, but it's got that little anger in there. It's got a bit of stuff going on, but the video very much sort of elevates that joyfulness of
it.
What was the process of making that like? Is this the first music video you've done?
First music video, yeah. I waited ages until I felt like I had the right idea, the right song, and then like obviously like funding as well. Because that was the first time I ever applied for funding, because I didn't really feel ready. And then I did with that and then got it. And I always said I'll never make a music video unless I can actually do it the way that I want to do it. So
totally.
Once we had the funding, I was like, oh, I can literally do everything. I can shoot it on film. I can go to all these locations. I can do this and that. So, yeah, that's why this is the first one. And then it also took ages to make, because, like, we just didn't want to rush anything. We wanted it to be perfect.
Yeah.
And, like, there were some days where we were like, oh, we could do it this week, but that means that we won't be able to get this or whatever. I was like, no. We're making sure this is the best video that it can possibly be. So. Yeah, it took like 5 months to make, but worth it.
Yeah, absolutely worth it. Well, I think we should have a listen to New Psyche now. I wanted to ask you though, before we do dive into it, the production on this is really interesting. It's similar to, well, I can see a through line from previous tracks of yours, but it is also quite a new sound for you.
Yes.
What were you thinking about when you were making this, or what were you kind of trying to explore?
I guess like, I just sort of made the beat. It was from this... I started out with like this sample from this rapper called Viper. He's like this kind of internet like crackhead rapper. just really weird. But I was sort of playing around with his music and stuff, because he's got these really weird, interesting things. And kind of started with that sample, and then like it had a bit of guitar in there already. So I was like, oh, I can kind of build off this. And then it just turned into this completely new thing for me in terms of like recording guitar and live bass and stuff, and then just the way that those chords, that chord progression was, like that sort of just informed the melody and stuff like that from my voice. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, let's have a listen to it. New Psyche by Leaping Tiger. Thank you, Jacob, for coming in. Always a pleasure.
Thank you so much for having me.
Looking forward to seeing what comes next.
Yes.
Get it still, getting mad at what I'm saying. Saw you at the party still, now I'm serving Patrick Swayze. Found Nirvana in me, teens would smell like OT. You had me acting 16, about to turn 23. 2022, treading lightly, talk to me nicely. Brooklyn on my Spike Lee, talking about it's hotter than I'm over what it's gonna been. When you and off had other plans, and now you got another man. Now I'm on my own, I'm just trying to see who I wanna be. So I'm at the party swaying, now I'm chilling just with Coley. Past few months, I'ma feel like a ghost in these Nikes. Why you trying to curve me? Dan, don't take it personally. Rose from the grave with my heart on my sleeve, new psyche. Yep. Happy birthday, babe. I ain't stressed either way. Got my life back in a brand new lust, I'm biking. Get the fuck out my way. Blush a booyah. Don't mean to take it, father. Sunscreen smell like peach and guava. The beach brain wash away the chip. Got a clean shoulder, now I'm looking down. On my re, on my re. Watanabe on my what? Surfing swag style like it's Baychella. Goofy shoot the curl, make me feel bitter. It's another thing to wish harm on a fella. Slimy thoughts should've known better. Nights move slow and the days roll quick. Grab the ice in my hand, watch it melt. In my fist to see thou in the arms of another. Had to tell myself, sit down, buster. Bounce the goo to a waveform, double edge closure, and it's finally over. Now I'm on my own, I'm just trying to see who I wanna be. So I'm on the gram slate, but I'm chilling just for goalie. Past few months, I'ma feel like a ghost in these Nikes. Why you trying to curve me? Dan, don't take it personally. Rose from the grave with my heart on my sleeve, new psyche. Yep. Happy birthday, babe. I ain't stressed either way. Got my life back in a brand new lust, I'm biking. Give a fuck what you heard, you a bitch, idiot.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.